The MarTech Podcast is a proud member of the I Hear Everything Podcast Network. Looking to launch or scale your podcast? I Hear Everything delivers podcast production, growth, and monetization solutions that transform your words into profit. Ready to give your brand a voice? Then visit IHearEverything.com.
From advertising to software as a service to data.
Across all of our programs and clients, we've seen a 55 to 65% open rate.
Getting brands authentically integrated into content performs better than TV advertising.
Typical lifespan of an article is about 24 to 36 hours.
If we're reaching out to the right person with the right message and a clear call to action, then it's just a matter of timing.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. In this podcast, you'll hear the stories of world-class marketers that use technology to drive business results and achieve career success. We'll unearth the real-world experiences of some of the brightest minds in the marketing and technology space so you can learn the tools, tips, and tricks they've learned along the way. Now here's the host of the MarTech Podcast, Benjamin Shapiro.
Welcome to the MarTech Podcast. I'm your host, Benjamin Shapiro, and today we're going to explore the dynamic global landscape of audience data and its impact on B2B businesses. Joining us is Christina Prokop, who is the CEO and co-founder of IOTA and the general manager of audience solutions at Dun & Bradstreet. IOTA is a global provider of audience solutions for digital marketing, brands and advertising, leverage IOTA audience solutions and enrich insights, enhance personalization, and transform omni-channel targeting as a trusted global provider of audience solutions for digital marketing. Yesterday, Christina and I talked about the global audience data landscape, and today we're going to continue the conversation talking about the new identity data landscape. All right, here's the second part of my conversation with Christina Prokop, the CEO and co-founder of IOTA and the general manager of audience solutions at Dun & Bradstreet. Christina, welcome back to the MarTech Podcast.
Thank you. Great to be back.
Excited to have you here and to continue our conversation about what in the world is going on with the data landscape. Yesterday, I made the comparison of data is the new oil, and we're not necessarily just digging holes in the ground trying to find new sources of data, but we're trying to be more efficient and make sure that we're using the right data in an ethical and responsible and effective way. And of course, I tripped over my own words. I said, we're not looking for new sources of data. No more digging, no more holes. We know where the data is coming from. And today we're going to talk about a new source of data. There's this notion of the new identity data landscape. Is this actually new data? What's the new identity data landscape?
It's unfortunately added yet another level of complexity to an already complex ecosystem. So by all means, yes, it is another level of data, a different level of data. Obviously, it's not the type of data that's going to define what those attributes are, but is equally, if not more important than, as a, can't be more important than the original attribute, but it is equally as important because it really defines how you can use that audience data across channels, across devices, across, you know, how you can keep your conversation with your customer going and ensure that you're delivering the right message to the right customer at whatever stage that they're at and in the buying process. So it is incredibly important. Unfortunately, it's also incredibly complex.
There's new solutions that are out there, and I'll say one of them is even a sponsor of the MarTech Podcast, where when we think about identity data, understanding who your consumers are, you can actually find the identity of your consumers before they actually give you any information about them, right? You can basically do identity resolution for website visitors. We do this here on the MarTech Podcast. We have the ability to remarket to podcast listeners, and they're not necessarily giving us an email address to write to them, but we can triangulate who people are and put advertisements in front of them. When you think about the identity landscape, where do you consider the start of it? And are there ethical concerns with marketing to people who aren't expressly giving you consent to do things like email them or, you know, reach out to them directly?
Yeah. So this landscape, and I think this is where part of the complexity starts to your point about is how do you actually define identity? Because it can mean a lot of things. And depending on what kind of marketer you are, what kind of data you're collecting, it can range a lot of things. So you have identity at the level of an account, right? So to your point about an IP address, you know, businesses can be identified based on an IP address. If somebody has visited your website from a specific IP address that's been mapped, there are other ways to identify account level data. If you look at all the DMB data, all of their DUNS level data, you know, that's a digital identifier, you know, a persistent digital identifier in the B2B space. You also have contact data. So you have the ability to look at identity through a contact lens or, you know, that people-based lens. And then you have the level of connecting B2B contact data to their B2C profile, which is what the capabilities that DMB purchased in through the NetWise acquisition. You also have, if you move outside of some of your very traditional marketing activations, if you look, for example, on the programmatic activation side, you also have the complexity of, if you look at identity, trying to connect digital identifiers together to be able to find someone again and to market to the right user groups. So really what we're calling identity, not to send this into a swirl, but the real challenge about identity is for marketers to understand what is it that they have in terms of data. What types of identifiers do they have as a result of that data they're collecting? And what do they have to link that to ideally? Or what do they need to augment that identity to be able to market to these people, whether that's on account base or contact base, more efficiently and at larger scale?
Yeah, that's a great answer, actually. You know, when we think about identity, normally I think of identity from a data perspective as some sort of contact information, a name with a phone number and an email address. But in reality, any sort of bit of information that you can then enrich is now essentially identity. So an IP address can basically be considered identity data, a cookie or a token that you're putting on your website that you can then connect or enrich into understanding who that person is. So talk to me about that mechanism. How important is it to be able to not only collect some sort of bit of identity, but also to be able to essentially enrich it?
The importance of being able to connect identifiers and connect pieces of identity, that's equally as an important next step in the evolution of this identity landscape.
Time for a one-minute break to hear from our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. In 1919, John Wanamaker said, "Half the money I spend on advertising is wasted. I just don't know which half." Well, the advertising landscape has changed since then. And instead of reaching your audience on two channels, you're probably reaching them on 20. Turns out John didn't know how easy he had it. But that doesn't mean that you should give up on striving towards marketing effectiveness. No matter how complex your marketing strategy is, Mutinex Growth OX is the market mix modeling platform that measures the impact of marketing on your bottom line. Mutinex's market mix modeling platform calibrates your insights against the latest market conditions so you can make media and marketing investment decisions confidently and quickly. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, your best decision starts here. To learn more about Mutinex, go to mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. Okay, here's the rest of today's interview. A special thanks to our presenting sponsor, Mutinex. Ready to take your team from I think to I know? Then join brands like Samsung, ING, and Asahi who make better marketing decisions with Mutinex. Mutinex Growth OX, the marketing mix modeling platform that makes measuring ROI fast, easy, and cost-effective. Request a demo at mutinex.co. That's mutinex.co. So Christina, I guess what we're saying is within this landscape of identity data, there is your ability to sort of collect the underlying data and enrich it. There's also the understanding of not only who the person is, but what their experience is. Talk to me a little bit about mapping identity data to user interactions, to understanding what an experience is. What's the connection between identity and experience?
Oh, it's incredibly important because that's really the purpose behind being able to identify and also be able to translate that identity across to different channels and different types of identifiers. Because understanding where someone is in their customer journey and how they are interacting with your brand, with your website, with your email, with your advertising campaigns, that's absolutely crucial. And just to double down on what we just talked earlier, That's why the fundamental data is just as important as the ability to connect those IDs, because everything in a silo, it doesn't give you the full view of how do you make that customer journey easier and how are they interacting with all the different campaigns that you have running and how do you measure all of that. So yeah, absolutely. That connection is absolutely critical.
I guess the last question I have for you, I'd be remiss if we didn't mention artificial intelligence on every podcast we're doing this year. It's the not even the 800-pound gorilla, it's the gorilla and the elephant, it's the whole zoo. How do you think artificial intelligence is impacting businesses now in terms of understanding the identity of their data, being able to understand what is not only happening with the customer and their experience, but basically adding different utility into this identity data landscape?
I don't know how the rest of the guests have been responding, but I actually think for our space, it's very exciting. I think the question, particularly as we look at the amount of direct customer data that's opt-in in some markets and that's more tightly controlled, how do we use that data in smarter ways? I think AI can play a huge role in that. So how do you do more with less? And how do you really learn out of the interactions that you have with your customer? And not in a spooky, freaky way. You can really do that in ways that are not invasive to the consumer. So I think there's a huge space opening up there. And also with the identity, because again, it's the same concept. We want to be able to making the highest accuracy of match across different IDs and different identities that we see as marketers. And I think AI can also really help a lot in that and what we're trying to tie together in bits and pieces in a lot of the technologies that are on market today. So I see a big future for AI in this space.
I think there's a big future in AI in pretty much every space in the MarTech industry. And whether it's your data, your customer communications, reporting and analytics, there's no question that being able to rely on artificial intelligence and machine learning is going to impact us all. But at the end of the day, when we think about the new identity data landscape, you still have to understand who your customers are. Maybe you can go upstream and figure that out yourself, but it's not just understanding who the customer is, it's what they're doing and being able to connect those two data that really makes your data actionable and useful. And that wraps up this episode of the MarTech Podcast. Thanks for listening to my conversation with Christina Prokop, the CEO and co-founder of IOTA and general manager of audience solutions at Dun & Bradstreet. If you'd like to get in touch with Christina, you could find a link to her LinkedIn profile in our show notes. You can contact her on Twitter. Her company's handle is IOTA Tweets, EYOTATWEETS. Or you can visit her company's website, which is IOTA.com, EYOTA.com. Just one more link in our show notes I'd like to tell you about. If you didn't have a chance to take notes while you were listening to this podcast, head over to martechpod.com where we have summaries of all of our episodes and contact information for our guests. You can subscribe to our weekly newsletter and you can even apply to be our next guest speaker on the MarTech Podcast. Of course, you can always reach out on social media. Our handle is MarTechPod, MARTECHPOD, on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, or you can contact me directly. My handle on LinkedIn is Ben J. Schaap, BenJShap. And if you haven't subscribed yet and you want a daily stream of marketing and technology knowledge in your podcast feed, we're going to publish an episode every day this year. So hit the subscribe button in your podcast app, and we'll be back in your feed tomorrow morning. All right, that's it for today. But until next time, my advice is to just focus on keeping your customers happy.
Thanks for listening to the MarTech Podcast, an I Hear Everything production. Looking to launch or scale a podcast like this one for your brand? Then visit iheareverything.com.